That was Pirate Jenny and her movie demo.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna try to mix this in with the show because I have no idea how to format this. So I'm gonna post this separately. People can go watch it, and then they can come back here and listen to our critique.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, I didn't say this in the email, so it's my bad. But in the future, for these types of shows, it's easier if you just send an MP3, Miss Jenny, because then it's easier to mix in with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Scarlett.
Okay. So I liked your logo for your movie.
Me too.
Now, background noise, or not noise, but background music is always nice to have in demo reels, because they can help set a scene and they can help set just the emotion and everything. And then I'd say try to vary the emotion a bit more throughout all the lines. Because it felt like your energy kind of stayed the same throughout a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been nice if you went like a little bit further for every single line. And just tried to like really don't overdo it, but like really hit it, you know?
Yeah.
And then my dad would be happy you did my dad's line. That's all I can say.
You did.
All right, your turn.
I love you as an actress, and I love the way that you read things, and I would cast you in something based on that. But for this challenge, you have to show versatility. That's just the nature of the competition, and I don't know that you did that. Like, you showed off that you can act, but that's what monologues was for, and now you have to show versatility for demos. And I don't think that you differentiated the emotions enough. I noticed you did try to do a couple different voices, but they weren't like distinct enough from your other voices for me to where they stood out. But I, again, based on just the way that you read things and the way that you act, I would cast you in something because I think you can act. But I don't think that for me, this wasn't a home run tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's my critique.
Good job.
Scarlett.
Good job.
Yeah, Scarlett.
Why are you being like that?
Yeah, Scarlett.
Okay.
All right.
So next we have...
So I just got two more emails in, which bumped the big blob of emails up back towards the top of my list. So now we're on Bryson.
Okay.
Bryson Bogus.
I can fly! I can fly! Oh no! No, I can't! No, I can't!
You're not going to find a beating heart here! That died a long time ago! It's following me! I know it is! Every morning I wake up and it's there! Just before I open my eyes! I can feel it!
Let's be honest here. You're not gonna give me the information I want, and I'm not gonna let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars. Dozens of lives. And you just want to quit?
Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here. Can anyone hear me?
My villain line is getting popular, too. Should I just kill you now?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
The I can fly definitely is winning out.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways.
That was Bryson Bogus.
Mm-hmm. So you did the rewind thing, so that's gold, obviously. And then...
What's that rewind thing?
And then I really, really liked the pirate. And I really like the hillbilly. I actually thought that a lot of the characters that you chose were just really comedic, and that was just very entertaining.
Comedic.
I just probably made up that word.
Comedic.
Oh, comedic. Sorry.
You say tomato, I say shut the hell up. You say asphalt, I say asphalt.
I say asphalt.
Continue, Scarlett.
That was pretty much it, aside from me not being able to pronounce comedic.
Bryson Bogus, you have improved a lot in the last 6 months since Acted 3. Like, wow, a lot. You had great, distinct, strong voices. You had really good reads. You could be the youngest Acted winner of all time.
Whoa.
I know. actually don't know how old he is, but I think he's like 16, 17.
I have no idea.
I'm glad you went through. I was iffy about it, your monologue, but I think that you just proved why you should be on the show and why you're a strong contender.
Good
because
job.
Because your epic win. Ugh, I just got another demo in. All right. Next up, we have... Did you have anything else you wanted to say first?
Nope.
Okay. Spaz Cakes is up next.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
I can fly! I can fly! Oh, no. No, I can't. No, I can't!
Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Sarcasm self-test complete.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
I like fish as much as the next guy, as long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
It's following me. I know it is! Every morning, I wake up, and it's there! Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it.
That was Spaz Cakes.
That was Spaz Cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can start this one off, Dylan.
No, you are starting them all because that way you have an opinion.
No, totally.
I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Actually, I do.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, if you don't make the rules, then you'd be going first.
I love the Mario sound.
Me too. That was actually going to be my comment.
There's a lot of... I would really prefer that you go first.
At one point, there was no voice again, kind of like before, where there was just kind of like this silence. And although there was background noise, it's just... You don't want to waste time in a demo. You really don't. And then I just wrote down, it's been a while since I heard the Betty White line.
Shut up. I'm sorry that it's not as popular as your fly line, which she did in this one as well.
I know, and did the rewind noise. Whenever I hear that, I just write down gold, but that's my only comment. But yeah, I'm trying to think now. I think, could it have used a little bit more variation, or no?
Yeah, and I think for a demo, you want to bam, 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 and a lot of your reads were really slow, which isn't a bad thing when you're, like, acting, but I think for a demo, you want to just keep the pace up, because this one drug a little bit, and I didn't get a lot of variation that I wanted. I wanted more variation. You did an accent at one point, you had two fairly long, kind of mopey, cryy lines in the demo, and I think that may be what made it drag, because it was like it was going back to the same thing again. I wanted a little bit more variation on your lines and stuff, but I didn't hate it. I thought you did a good job with it. I just felt like it drug a little bit.
Yeah, I thought you did a good job too.
I'm trying to figure out where to place this one. All right, I've placed it now.
Oh, good job.
Do you
have
anything else you want to say about this?
No, I think I'm good.
This is why you have to go first, because now I just critiqued it, and then you're just like, I agree.
No, I gave a critique. I gave comments.
You said gold.
I said gold, and then I said it could have used some more variations, and then you did your critique.
You asked me if it could use some more variations, and I said yes.
That's because I couldn't totally remember very well, because my memory is really shot. I think my brain's turning to mush.
You have the memory of a goldfish.
Apparently.
Russ is up next.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? I told myself, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here. Can anyone hear me?
You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
What's that noise I'm hearing? I've never heard it before. It sounds very odd. My heart is racing. What's going on?
That was Russ?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I liked it. I liked the way he did that sweat line, the voice he used for that one. Mm-hmm. And then I thought the old man was hilarious. I thought that was a very original way to take that line.
That old man voice, personally for me, I don't like, because it's not just the way that you do the voice. It's that same overdone old man voice that anyone can do. So I don't think it's a good show off of voices like, if I can do it, then it's not good. Because I am a horrible, horrible voice. But like,
that's the best comparison ever.
So many amateur voice actors, when they do an old man, they always do that exact same voice, and that really irks me.
It's funny, I did that exact same voice for an audition once.
Did you get the part?
No, I exactly. didn't. But I think
exactly.
I got a different part just because I think the producer pitied me.
Probably.
For auditioning.
A voice like that, probably. Continue with your critique, I apologize.
Oh, God. I don't know, I really liked it. I think your critique's probably going to be better than mine. I liked the different characters, and I thought they were very strong.
I think your critique will probably be better than mine. As far as my Ferrari line, very popular tonight, Scarlett.
Yes, not as popular as my fly line, I think.
That Ferrari line, I didn't get a super strong character from that line. It was just kind of a voice without a character attached to it. Your second and third lines I really, really liked a lot. I love the delivery, I love the reading, and I love the voices on those. And again, the old man voice, not for me.
But definitely for me.
I guarantee you, Scarlett, if we hear more dudes doing old man voices, they will sound exactly the same.
They all do sound the same.
For me,
it was more like using it for that line. Because that line I hadn't heard in that way before.
It was an interesting way to deliver that line, yes. And I give you props for that. I just don't like the voice. But why, Scarlett, do all old men sound the same?
I have no idea.
Name a real old person that sounds like that.
Well, no one sounds like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You only know it's an old person because at some point in history, somebody decided this was an old man voice.
Do you know who?
No, I have no idea.
You should find out.
Like The Simpsons or something.
Then you can like curse them.
I bet it was The Simpsons. It's Grandpa Simpson.
Is it?
I don't know if anybody else did it before that. Yeah. Will is up next. I like Will because he's polite. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Ooh.
I wonder, like, what the limits on that would be. Like, if I ask him to come wash my car, if he would do that. He lives near me.
He does? Are you two best friends?
No, I've never met him, but apparently he lives near me. Will, you can come wash my car. That's what else you can do. All right. Are you ready to listen?
Yeah.
We are going to go in there as one! Make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White. Well, you're not gonna find a beating heart here. I died a long time ago. It's following me. I know it is. Every morning I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. I believe I can.
I can fly! I can fly!
Oh no. No, 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 no. No, no, I can't! No, I can't!
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now! Please leave me alone. Go away. Put that down. Put that down, please. I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Hey! Hey, remember that? Remember that Ferrari in your garage? You were attached to that, right?
That was Will.
That was Will.
Do you put your sunglasses on?
Yeah, I've got on my sunglasses.
Okay, good. You need the sunglasses.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I needed them for the gold, because you did the rewound noise. I always write that down every time. Every time. What else did
I write? It's not a demo without the rewind.
It's hard to read with sunglasses on.
Maybe you should take them back off.
No, never mind. It's just my writing that's hard to read.
Okay. That's normal.
Oh, I think it was supposed to be a joke or something, but it turned into a bunch of scribbles, so now I can't even make it out.
Darn, I'm going to miss your joke.
My joke, God.
Darn.
So, back to the demo reel.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought that maybe it dragged on just a bit. Or, like, one of the lines was really slow. I'm trying to remember what line it was. Not clicking. Did you feel that?
I felt that... I love the pause on your beating heart line and then the finish. It was almost like... Yeah, I really liked how you paused it and then delivered the ending. I liked the yelly, declarative way that you read that monologue that got you through, but I feel like there's a little bit too much of that in this. All of your lines... Not all of them, but a majority of them had sort of a very firm, declarative way that you were speaking and you were kind of raising your voice. And it worked for some of the lines, but I don't know that there was a lot of differentiation in the way that you were reading the lines. And that kind of bothered me. What did you get
that? I agree. I feel as though there should have been a little bit more variation.
And the thing is, again, like with Pirate Jenny, all of the lines were delivered strongly, and I feel like you're a good actor. And same with, like, Heaven did this too, but there wasn't a lot of differentiation, and I didn't see a lot of sides of your acting, and that's what this challenge is kind of about.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the different characters that you can bring out with each line. Mm-hmm. And, like I'd say for, I think what we're really trying to get at is that each line should be made its own, and it should have its own character and its own scene, instead of just, like, you can say any line and make it sound good, like you're a good actor, but we're kind of looking for more build off of that.
Right. But I still liked it. Like, I would say, I mean, I have a yes by your name, but I have a yes by a lot of people's names, and I know that everybody that I have a yes by is not going to go through tonight. But I do have a yes by your name. So that's something. That's more than I have for some of the people. Let's just put it that way.
Good job.
Yeah. Next up is... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Will Navison.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great. Now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like. But after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We won! We won! I can't believe it! We won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life! Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
It's following me. I know it is. Every morning I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it.
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit? You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
That's Will Navison.
That is Will Navison.
It is. It is. I'm so glad you noticed.
You're welcome.
You can start, as usual.
Yes, I have to get used to this.
Yeah.
Alright, so, I thought it was good. I thought that maybe there should be more different characters, characterization. Especially the middle few characters, I felt as though they just kind of started to sound the same with the lines. And then also, a little bit more energy would have been good. You want to really, like, treat each line as its own and just put your all into the line.
I like the first line. It was like Harry Potter reading it. It was like Harry Potter on a battlefield with talking about Bruno Mars. And I like the way you did kind of a voiceover on line two. I didn't think of it that way. I don't know why I didn't, because that makes perfect sense. But
What line was that again?
The one about the sweat on the face.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. My issue on this one was the volume level of the different lines kept fluctuating dramatically, unless it was a headphones thing. Did you get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay, maybe it's a headphones thing, so I won't take that into account. But, yeah, the first three or four were really good, and in the middle they kind of all blended together, and then the last two or so were good.
Yeah.
So maybe if you'd have mixed them up a little bit in the middle. But I like this overall. I like your reads on things, because you have a very, like, subdued way of reading lines, which I like. I thought it was strong. I don't know where it ranks between everybody else tonight. I don't know if you showed as much differentiation as everybody else, but I still thought it was a strong demo, and I don't know where this is going to place you, because I have you about middle of the pack right now, which as of now is enough to get you through, but I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the night.
Good luck.
I just don't know. Good luck. Zane is up next.
Ooh. Hold this grenade while I look for the pen. Great. Now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars? You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago! It's following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it!
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please, leave me alone. Go away! Put that down. Put that down, please! Hello? Hello? Someone, get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
That was Zane.
That was Zane.
What did you think of Zane?
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm exhausted. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. At first it felt kind of abrupt. Like, I don't know if maybe I'm just starting to, like, die right now. So I kept on being startled.
You can't say that, because then the people that submitted are going to be like, it's not fair to the people that submitted earlier. Well, maybe don't submit right at the deadline next time.
Okay. So, an actual review. Trying to think how to say this. I felt as though it wasn't, some of the lines I felt weren't really that believable. Mm. It's kind of how I felt. It felt kind of unnatural in a way. Like, sometimes when you try to, like for yelling, for example, like sometimes when you yell, it just doesn't sound like you're angry or like there's any emotion behind the yell. It just sounds like you rose your voice. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of getting that impression.
Yeah, that's always a big complaint of mine with your acting, is that it doesn't, a lot of times I have problems with the believability. So really focus on reining it in and making it believable. But that Bruno Mars line, people keep opening their demo with that.
I know.
That is funny. Apparently the perfect line to start with. Your dad has crafted the perfect demo opener, so kudos to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because you did have differentiation, but I wasn't crazy about it. And I guess probably what Scarlett said, they weren't very believable, and I wasn't invested in the lions very much. But you did better than I thought you were going to do as far as – I do think that you did a lot of different voices.
You did a good job.
You did a lot of different reads. Yeah. Now you just got to get that believability down. This is another one where I don't know where it's going to place overall in the night. There's a chance you will go through. There's a chance you won't. I don't know.
We'll leave it up to the next however many people we have to go through.
1,500.
Okay.
Next up is Sukono.
Ooh.
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Don't stop! Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed!
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago! It's over now! We are over now! Please, leave me alone! Go away! Put that down. Put that down. Please? It's following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great. Now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just... go ahead and kill you.
I can fly. I can fly! Oh, no. No, I can't. No, I can't!
What's up with all the gunshots? He was doing this demo in the middle of the Civil War. That means nothing to you because you're Canadian. Okay, you can start.
I do know what the Civil War is, at least.
That's good.
I thought that it was really good. You had a good amount of variation, I think. I felt as though it might have been a bit long, though. Oh, with the first gunshot, I just thought that maybe you could act a bit more scared or something, because if I was breaking up and someone shot a gun at me...
That was the second gunshot, actually.
What do you mean?
There was one in the Betty White line as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, yeah. So, if I was, like, breaking up with someone and they pulled out a gun, I would probably be scared shitless. So, I don't know. That was just a little nitpick, because I just heard a gun and I'd be like... And you were just... I felt you were very mellow.
Maybe he's impervious to bullets in real life. And so it doesn't bother him so much.
Okay. I guess Dylan's right.
No, probably not.
In any case, those are my only nitpicks. I thought you did a good variation with the lines.
I love the first line, the Betty White line. I thought you were like, rawr. I think you actually, out of everybody that's done that tonight, I thought you did it the best. I guess I never really thought of you as an actor until tonight. But after tonight, I think you did a great job. I actually felt this was a very strong demo. I thought that you... The acting on it was very strong. You had different, you had a lot of different things going on in it. You even did a couple voices. I like this one a lot, actually. I thought this was one of the stronger ones of the night. It was definitely in the top the top several people for me.
Don't give out too many details.
Well, I mean, I don't know where it's going to land him tonight. Right now, he's eighth. He's eighth on my list, so it could go either way.
All right.
But yeah, good job, Sukuna. Especially for you not really being an actor, I thought you did. I thought you held your own and beat some people that are always claiming that they're actors. So, Rochelle is up next, winner of season 3.
Ooh.
Let's listen.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? Stop it. Just stop, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please, just leave me alone. Go away! Put that down! Put that down, please! You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago. Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard. I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish. I told myself, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. And if I can't cry, how am I supposed to react? It's following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up, and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
That was Rochelle, winner of season 3.
Woo woo.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I like the way you delivered the sweat line, and this is probably one of my favorites for the way that the fish line was delivered. And then I thought it had good variation. I thought at one point you probably could maybe, like, I think it might have been the middle too, just where you could have maybe switched up the order a bit to make it not blend so much together.
Mm-hmm.
The voices and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
I thought that the first and second lines, I didn't feel different characters at all, right down to the, like, sort of fast way you were speaking. I don't know what happened there. They sounded like the same character. I also liked the way that you delivered the line that Scarlett liked, the fish line,
because
it made me laugh. I don't know. I think that a lot of these sounded very big and almost reedy, like you were addressing a crowd. It was like you were giving a speech on all these, and that bothered me. And then, like, I didn't care personally for the way that you read the crying line, because you didn't – I don't know. It was an interesting take on it.
It was. It was very an interesting take. I don't know. I felt as though that line wasn't really, like, I didn't feel as though I got anything out of it.
Yeah, I think that one was maybe wasn't a great one to put in, because I don't feel like you didn't have a definite direction you're going with that line. You were just kind of reading it, and that was for me a lot of. I had that problem. I felt like you did that with several of your lines. Like, you didn't really have a reason for me to be in there, and you didn't really have a character for me. You're just kind of reading them, and that bothered me. Maybe I'm unfair because you won season 3, so maybe I'm putting unfair expectations on you. There were some things I liked on this, some things I didn't like. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite of the night. But Scarlett, did you like it overall?
I liked it overall.
All right. Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
No.
Beloved Star is up next.